It's official. Season 7 is on its way, and it is coming to you October 15th. Season 7 is all things intimacy betrayal. We are going to be talking about codependency versus complex PTSD. We're going to be talking about the anatomy of deception. We're going to be talking about crazy making, gaslighting, narcissistic abuse. We're going to be talking about all of these very important things. We're going to be talking about what is betrayal and how amazingly traumatic it is when it happens in an intimate partnership. So I really hope that you will join us. Go ahead right now and follow and subscribe. You do not want to miss season 7 on the Direct Impact Podcast. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epstein, and this is a bonus episode where we are celebrating all of our people who contributed to the 90-day challenge, working your journal, the mini journal, plan for recovery and self-discovery. So thank you guys. We are celebrating and honoring you and all of the time, attention, and effort that you were willing to put into this challenge, because coming to that journal every single day, no matter what type of day you had, no matter what type of mood you were in, no matter how exhausted you were, that's a massive achievement. And if you were not able to engage every day for 90 days, that's all right. You got another 90 days. Okay. Like, we are moving forward in life, and it is progress. It is not perfection. This is an opportunity to grow and to reflect, okay? I guarantee you, it does not matter how often you engaged just in the journey, but it doesn't matter how often you checked those boxes with regard to your AM routine, PM routine, and your behaviors that you're trying to automate. What matters is that you learn something about yourself, okay? And that you're willing to pivot and make the necessary changes to make the next 90 days, you know, even better, even better. And it's not about perfection. You know, if you engaged and you really, you know, showed up to the behaviors, your big three, say 10% of the time, guess what? That's 10% more than you did 90 days ago. So maybe this time we try for 20 or 25% of the time. This is all about forward moving momentum and bettering yourself and bettering your life. So please, give yourself a big hug, pat on the back, put your hands on your heart, and just say thank you to yourself for showing up to this journal and just having that burning desire in your heart to better yourself in your life. So let's move forward. Let's celebrate this moment, and let's move forward into the next 90 days. I have shared with you, like, I've been doing this 3.5 years now. That's a lot of journals. It's a lot of journals. That's a lot of 90-day periods. And every single 90 days, I am moving forward, some harder than the others, right? But I continue to show up, and change continues to occur. So I just want to honor you and motivate you and congratulate you and say, let's keep going. Let's keep going. Your first 90 days is always the hardest. But there were certain behaviors that I needed to pay attention to and reflect on daily for like 2 years, some of them for 2.5 years, not just 90 days. So, you know, it speaks to how ingrained the behavior is. It doesn't say anything about you. It doesn't say anything about you morally or your character that you weren't able to do it every single day. That's fine. It's about the behavior and how ingrained it is. So it's going to take longer. You know what? That's great. That's good information. That's what this journal provides you, is information. Information about yourself, information about your behaviors, information about your feelings, information about your wounds and your hurts and the things that are holding you back. That's what it's about. So I invite you to keep moving forward. All right. Go get a new journal. Let's start again. Let's start fresh. Let's continue with the momentum. All right. So you can go to Amazon and you can order that journal that way. Just search Andrea Epting or the Plan to Recover mini journal for recovery and self-discovery. Or you kind of got this now. So if you don't need to order another one and you want to copy those pages, or you want to, you know, just kind of use this to build on a journaling practice that best supports you moving forward, go for it. Go for it. This is a template and this is an introduction into a way to really hold yourself accountable and dive deeper into what you need. So, you know, however you need to do it, just keep going. All right. We support you and we really, really, really want to hear all about your last 90 days. We want to hear about those victories. We want to hear about those insights. We want to hear about those struggles. We want to hear about the new compassion for self that you found. We want to hear about, you know, the triggers that you identified. We want to hear about your forecasting. And did that help you moving into your next day, your next week? All right. So now I ask, as you're reflecting on the last 90 days, go ahead and forecast into the next 90 days. All right. It's so important. Use those prompts that you have in your daily check-in to forecast and talk to your future self and to imagine where you're going to be if you continue on this path for another 90 days. All right. That is my invitation to you. And thank you so much. And do not hesitate to reach out to us for more information and support on your next 90 days. All right. Thanks so much. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Hey there, this is your host, Andrea. I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you interested in being on a podcast? Do you want to share your amazing story with the world? Or are you interested in hosting a podcast yourself? Well, if you are, then we really recommend PodMatch. PodMatch works to ensure that well-suited guests, hosts, and collaborators can find you with an easy filtering process where you can either match with a potential guest or you can pass. It's that easy. Don't have a podcast? Don't worry. You can be a guest on someone else's podcast and share your story with their audience. It's just a click away. Here at Direct Impact, we love the ease of using PodMatch and all the connections that we've been able to make through their platform. If this is something that piques your interest, tap this episode. Scroll down to the bottom of our show notes and click our link, joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast, to support the show. Again, that's joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.